Welcome to Currently Kirkland. I'm Connie Terman. In this episode, an amazing transformation is revealed. The creators of a unique sport are honored, and summer events are announced. An important transformation has been happening in downtown Kirkland and was recently unveiled to the community. On May 29th, the City Council, along with members of the Kirkland Downtown Association and Chamber of Commerce, cut a ribbon to officially reopen Park Lane. I joined the celebration and got to see and hear what the buzz was all about.
So tell me about the differences between kind of how it used to be to how it is today at grand opening.
Well, from the very beginning, we designed this as a flexible street. Some people call it a festival street. The whole idea was one flat surface. So there's no curbs. Everything's flat, so you can have wonderful festivals, wonderful events. You can have farmers markets.
Many visited the new Park Lane to celebrate, enjoy the enhanced cafe-style dining, dance, and shop at the over 30 stores. The new open space was a favorite among those who attended.
I think I like just how open it is, and it seems like a place that the community can come through, because, you know, it used to be mostly cars and traffic, but it feels more like a family gathering place now.
7 years ago, the community decided to make changes to Park Lane to allow more of a flexible space and to create a more livable, walkable, green, and vibrant community. The design, called a Vonerf-style street, allows pedestrians, bicycles, wheelchairs, and automobiles to share the drive lane.
It's great. Yeah, it's kind of like you're in Europe or something.
Be sure to make Park Lane part of your summertime planning. We hope to see you there.
See you on Park Lane!
In another recent celebration, Kirkland officials inducted a father and son team into the Plaza of Champions. Billy and Corey Raisler were instrumental in the creation, development, and growth of the sport of kiteboarding. And it all started in Kirkland on Lake Washington.
It strikes me that most cities have champions. A city of 80,000 people, there's a lot of champions. What they don't have is a Plaza of Champions. And this is remarkable. This is a remarkable testimony to the founding fathers of Kirkland, the city fathers, the people that got this going.
Kiteboarding is a water sport combining aspects of wakeboarding, windsurfing, surfing, and skiing. Through successes and failures, Billy and Corey learned how to harness the power of wind with a large kite while being propelled across Lake Washington.
Billy, an MIT-trained Boeing engineer, first published a paper on the technical virtues of kite sailing in 1979, while Corey was a third grader at Peter Kirk Elementary School. Then in 1989, a year after Corey's graduation from Lake Washington High School, Corey shocked the world by defeating nearly 200 of the world's fastest windsurfers in the famous 17-mile Gorge Cities blowout race, and thus pioneered a sport enjoyed by hundreds of thousands of people around the world. And to think it all started right out there in Kirkland.
The Plaza of Champions, located in Marina Park, was created in 1988 to honor those in the greater Kirkland area who have not only reached the pinnacle of achievement, but have contributed in a significant way to our community. The Raislers are now among 22 recognized champions.
One of the things that I believe makes Kirkland such a wonderful community is the great ideas so often become reality. Such is the case with the Plaza of Champions, which is the brainchild of a few civic-minded citizens over a quarter century ago who felt the need that we needed a special way to celebrate the achievements of our citizens.
Mayor Amy Wallen, City Council members, Park Board members, friends, family, and those from the community gathered to witness the unveiling of the Raislers bronze plaque.
Let's do 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Woo-hoo! Congratulations, gentlemen.
Many expect that kiteboarding will become an Olympic sport as soon as 2020, and the Raislers are proud that Kirkland was a part of the sport's success.
Growing up in Kirkland, you know, I went to the Creative Arts League and had access to the water, and the boating up and down this waterfront kind of lends itself to that kind of creativity and the focus that Kirkland has on the waterfront is really special.
Speaking of the future, what will Kirkland be like in the year 2035 has been a question on the minds of many Kirkland residents and businesses and a topic of conversation as part of the Kirkland 2035 initiative. In the coming months, the City Council, Planning Commission, and Houghton Community Council will be continuing their review of the proposed amendments to the Comprehensive Plan, Neighborhood Plans, and Citizen Amendment Requests. Three open houses, followed by public hearings, will be held on June 25th, July 23rd, and August 13th. Homes and businesses recently received a special edition of the City's newsletter, City Update, in their mailboxes. The newsletter contains the information about the upcoming events and the key changes being proposed to the comprehensive plan. Visit kirklandwa.gov and search Kirkland 2035 for more information. This summer is supposed to be sunny, and there are many opportunities to get out and enjoy your city. Kirkland offers two ways to buy fresh produce and other goods from Washington State vendors. The Wednesday Market is held every Wednesday from 2 to 7 p.m. at Marina Park, and the Juanita Friday Market is held every Friday from 3 to 7 p.m. at Juanita Beach Park. One of Kirkland's most cherished traditions is fast approaching. The annual 4th of July celebration is poised to light up Kirkland once again with various events, including the annual parade and the fan favorite fireworks. Bring your friends and family to the festivities that start at 10 a.m. on July 4th. Although you might want to do your own celebrating, please remember that there is a year-round fireworks ban in Kirkland. So be sure to come to these festivities to get your fireworks fix. On the heels of July 4th is the Kirkland Summer Concerts. The kids' concerts will be every Tuesday at 10 a.m. beginning on July 7th and located at Juanita Beach Park. The evening concerts will be every Thursday at 7 p.m. beginning on July 9th and located in downtown Kirkland at Marina Park. You can find the exciting bands that will be playing at www.kirklandsummerconcerts.org. To learn more about what is happening in Kirkland this summer and to sign up for the monthly events guide, visit explorekirkland.com. We are happy that you decided to take some time to watch this episode and learn more about your city. Currently, Kirkland can be in the palm of your hand. Subscribe to Kirkland TV on YouTube. We air on KGov and KLife. Send us your news tips, story ideas, and suggestions to KirklandTV@kirklandwa.gov.